Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back in on a Tuesday. So, yesterday, Josh Verdier dropped by the show, as he does each and every Monday with us, our Royals insider. And at the time, weren't sure what the deal was with Salvador Perez. Hip and groin that was going to be evaluated Monday. So Vern says, oh, some of these injuries, you know, man, 48 weeks.
Excuse me?
And we went, what?
48 weeks.
4 to 8 weeks. Oh. And we went, what? That's a long time.
A long time. And that's a lot of miles.
And he was just, you know, speculating. It wasn't that he had been told or anything. No. It was just, he was like, I don't know.
He actually had a couple of people that he looked back at who had these, like, injuries and how long they were out
for.
Right?
It could take a while. Just, it was basically prepare for the long haul. It could take a while. Well, Salvi, tweet out yesterday he's going to be back today.
Yeah, but who's his source on this?
Him.
But who told him?
Him.
Never believe what you read online.
I know, right?
I'm back tomorrow, okay?
Which I think is so funny. I'm back tomorrow, okay?
Was his response to a tweet sent out yesterday by someone who wanted to go see him play in Chicago.
Yeah. The guy was flying in from Puerto Rico to go see him.
Jeremy, who's one of our followers, is coming in from Puerto Rico to see the Royals in Chicago. Now Salvador Perez is injured. Why? What did I do to deserve this? Is this my fault? Tell me everything's going to be okay. Salvador Perez says, I'm back tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, all right, there you go.
Sources.
But who's his source?
Sources, or source.
Does he have a doctor's note?
Source says, Salvi is okay.
But Salvi wants to be okay. Is the team going to allow him to be okay? Are they going to slow play it?
You going to save Salvi from Salvi?
That's exactly what I'm wondering, right? So we don't know until we know.
So Salvi says he's back today.
All right.
So we'll see if he's back in the lineup.
Hopefully he is back in the lineup. That's your catalyst, man. You're sitting here at 11-6, right? Great win last night for the boys in blue. And you don't want Salvi to be out an extended period of time, because I think he's one of those guys that's just very difficult to replace. Not just his bat or behind the plate, his whole personality, who he is, his leadership, everything. Like, he is the Royals, right? He is the team. He's the captain. So you don't want to see Salvi out for an extended period of time. So if Salvi's sources of himself are correct, then he should be back in the lineup tonight.
Yes.
And we'll all be happy and we'll move on, right?
You could make the case for it's not always up to him. You know, up to them.
Right.
You know, if he had it his way, he's back tonight. Maybe the Royals have other ideas. We'll see.
I think at one point of the broadcast last night, they said he wanted a pinch run for Felix Fermin late in the game. Did you see what happened in Colorado yesterday? Kyle Freeland is like their ace pitcher out there, and they used him as a pinch runner in the ninth inning because a bunch of dudes were sick. And so he comes home, slides in, shatters his arm. God, the video is just nasty. Ugh. Puts his arm down to brace himself as he's sliding into home.
No, I didn't look at the video because you told me he busted his arm. I'm like, I'm not watching it.
Like, that's the Rockies in a nutshell, I guess, this year. Kyle Freeland hurt, sliding into home, broken arm. Oh, like, did you see Trevor Story's shoulder the other night come out of his socket with he diving in the hole, landed on the shoulder, popped out on the field? I'm like, oh, my wife and I are watching it. We're like, oh, my God.
He's popped it back in.
Now he's done for the year, too.
Hit it on the wall, went back into the game.
You see that Ranger pitcher that punched a wall the other day, broke his hand? He's done for the year. You don't fight a wall, okay?
Or a fan.
How many times? Or a fan or a fan.
Fan.
Right? Any fan.
A dugout
right?
fan.
Yeah.
Or a fan.
Yeah. But, I mean, how do we get to this point where punching a wall seems like it makes sense? Didn't Kenny Rogers do that when he was with the Yankees? Didn't he punch the wall?
Oh, that Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, not the roaster
guy. Not the chicken guy.
No.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Yeah. I was thinking Kenny Powers or Kenan.
Yeah.
The other Kenny Rogers. Either one.
And then there was a third Kenny Rogers who sang like through the years with Dolly Parton.
Mm.
Yeah, and he's actually going to be writing a piece for Time's 100 Most Influential People.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Kenny Rogers is.
Yeah.
Can't wait. He's writing it on Kenny Rogers.
By Kenny Rogers.
By Kenny Rogers.
Didn't anybody speak for him? Kind of like Salvi.
How come that chicken restaurant never lasted? It seemed like a good product. It seemed like a Boston Market offshoot, right? Did you ever go to a Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Uh-uh.
I never
uh-uh.
did either,
uh-uh.
no.
Maybe that's why. So the Royals were winners last night. And yes, after losing the finale of their game with the Mets, they win the opener with the White Sox, but don't tell them it was a comeback.
Last thing, you guys have had this bounce back ability. Yesterday, losing that game, come right back. We've seen it over and over again. Well, what is it about this team that has that ability to flush it so quickly?
We're a good team. That's what it is. It's not a bounce back. We're just a good team. We're not going to fall into these, you know, these mental traps of, oh, we went on a streak of seven in a row or we lost this many in a row. We're a good team. We expect to come out every night and compete, and that's about it.
Vinny Pasquantino with Joel Goldberg on Bally's after the game. Felt like it was like, Hey, Joel,
we're good. We're good. Tired of you telling us we're not.
We're a good team. That's what it is. It's not a bounce back. We're just a good team.
Yeah, so stick it, Joel.
Right. And you heard Tim Kirkchin say the same thing with us earlier. This is a good team. It's time to start buying in.
Vinny seemed like he was a little intense last night.
A little hot under the collar, it seemed like, with Joel, right?
He did look at the camera, too, and said about the expectations for the starting pitching staff. He goes, that's the expectation now, guys.
Yeah.
I was like,
I thought that was funny.
He looks right in the camera and says it to the starting pitching group.
No runs.
Yeah.
Seth Lugo, seven innings, no runs.
Yeah. That should be the expectation level now.
We expect nothing less.
So, yeah, he was really intense. So don't tell them they can't. This team believes they can, which is awesome.
And 3 weeks into the season now you have to start kind of believing that they can. I think it's to the point now where, all right, well, you're off to a good start. You're off to a hot start. You have the second most wins in all of Major League Baseball. It's time to officially buy in.
Oh, put the hammer. Oh,
no, we're not going to put the hammer down yet.
No, I thought you paused like that. You had the.
I can't steal Mitch's line.
Well,
you had
the same inflection. So
you want me to put the hammer down?
No, I'm just saying it was the same inflection. I'm programmed.
Oh,
so I thought that's. You're like, it's time to, and
put the hammer down.
My instinct does that, so I thought that's where you're going. Sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
I forgot where I was going now. No, it's time to start buying in. It's time to start buying in. No more this is early. No more wait and see. No more any of that. Let's live in the moment. Let's buy into this ball club. Tim Kirkchin's buying into this ball club. Obviously, Vinny's buying into this ball club. Joel, clearly not, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. It sounded very accusatory.
Of course, last thing, you guys have had this bounce back ability. Yesterday, losing that game, come right back. We've seen it over and over again. Well, what is it about this team that has that ability to flush it so quickly?
We're a good team. That's what it is. It's not a bounce back. We're just a good team. We're not going to fall into these, you know, these mental traps of, oh, we went on a streak of seven in a row or we lost this many in a row. We're a good team. We expect to come out every night and compete, and that's about it.
We're a good team, Joel. Felt like it was like me and Rosti in there for a minute. I was like, John.
Hey, Joel, I don't know if you've been watching these games or not, but we're pretty good.
We're a good team. That's what it is. It's not a bounce back. We're just a good team.
Vinny out.
You and I had the same reaction to watching that last night. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, hey, we're good. That's why we win.
Hey, Joel, we're good.
Yeah.
We're a good team. That's what it is. It's not a bounce back. We're just a good team.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, man.
Sorry. Get to the back of the bullpen.
Ride with the general.
Ride with the general. That's right.
JJ Piccolo.
That's a good win. Good win last night.
Great win last night. Keep the losing teams losing. Shut them out. Keep the starting rotation with 12 like quality starts, the most in baseball, second best ERA as a starting staff. I mean, we're 11-6, 6-1 is 17 games into this season. I think it's becoming a pattern.
Good.
It's becoming a pattern.
It's making a habit.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a great habit.
It's becoming
and 11 wins last year came on May 10th.
May 10th. That's right.
So they're 3 weeks ahead of that, picking up their 11th win.
Mm-hmm. So I said to you earlier, I said, boy, I thought it came a lot later than May 10th.
And I thought I was probably out by then.
Yeah, well, of course.
By May 10th.
I mean, it took him another month.
I was probably dialed out of that team by then.
Yeah, Joel.
Yeah. But now they're a good team, so I'm not doing anything.
We're a good team. That's what it is. It's not a bounce back. We're just a good team.
Okay. Got it. Vinny, check.
Yep.
The Royals are right in the middle of this now. This is, we all know, a weak division, a winnable division. But you look at everyone else around them, why can't they stay in this a long time, especially with the start they're off to? I mean, they've outscored their opponents by 39 runs already. And their ERA, as you guys know, is 2.86. It's the third best in Major League Baseball. The Royals have three shutouts already. They had six shutouts all last season. So the improvement is enormous. It's obvious. And I think it's already time to start taking the Royals seriously as a contender in this division. And I'm not sure a whole lot of people saw that coming even 3 weeks ago.
That was Tim Kirchen of ESPN. Mm-hmm. He joined us earlier in the show, and more of his thoughts on the Royals coming up at 9 o'clock. But mm-hmm. Back at it tonight, Royals and White Sox again, 5:30 for Vern and a 6:40 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio.
I think I did say 162-0, so I was on that one.
Well, few off.
Yeah, a few off, but few, yeah, hey, we'll get fine. There eventually, right? Bill DeWitt, owner of the St. Louis Cardinals, with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Good morning, Mr. DeWitt. We appreciate you taking some time out for us today, and it sounds like Missouri may be getting a little bit closer to legalizing sports gambling, or maybe not getting a
not close enough
to getting to legalize sports gambling.
Good morning, guys. Happy to give you the latest on that, I guess. But, it's one of those things where you kind of wonder why it hasn't happened here. It's happening in all of our surrounding states, and people are crossing the borders to go do it. So we find that sort of silly in our situation with all the teams.
Yeah. Why did you feel it's important to come on and talk to this side of the state about getting legalized sports gambling in the state of Missouri?
Well, look, I think it's an important issue for Missourians. You know, whether you want to sports bet or not, the reality is it's happening, and these tax revenues are just going across state lines, or they're just not being paid. You know, there's a lot of illegal activity happening in Missouri, and there's no enforcement because there's no stigma anymore, and nobody wants to go do that. So it's just, you know, we're losing tax revenue, and not only that, there are no protections, there's no safeguards, there's no funds for problem gaming. And that's what legalization would allow us to do. So we've been sort of banging the drum for that issue for a while now. All the sports teams are aligned on this. And I'll be honest, it does something for us. It opens up a big sponsorship category. You know, we have to compete. So it's a revenue stream for us too. But more than that, it's just something that I think Missouri needs to get with the times, and instead of this just, you know, being untaxed and unregulated.
You mentioned that the teams, the professional teams in the state of Missouri, kind of all on board with this. How has that process kind of unfolded that you've been in dialogue with the other teams to try to get this through?
Well, we've just pulled together as a group. There's like a monthly call and a weekly call, depending on how much activity is going on. And we've been trying to get it done in the legislative process. And we've got, it's passed in the House last year. Dan Houks has been great pushing us through there, although we're kind of stuck there this year. We've run into problems in the Senate with really just kind of political stuff, not so much opposition to the bill. It's been more, we've sort of been a pawn in some political schemes. So It's just been kind of a frustrating political process at this point, but all the teams have gotten together and said, let's all do this together. And that's pretty unusual, actually, because it's hard to get everybody on the same page for anything, but we were able to do it on this issue.
Talking with Cardinals owner Bill DeWitt here on 610 Sports Radio. And when you look at what's going on here in Kansas City with the vote failing a couple of weeks ago, the reports are immediately the Chiefs are going to cross state lines and go to Kansas, and sports gambling has been a big part of that. How much of this is based on the fact that the Chiefs may step foot across state lines because of that sports gambling?
Yeah, I don't know as much about the Chiefs situation as probably others do, but I think it's an element there. I'm just speculating a little bit, but I know that that's part of what is leading to a funding mechanism on the other side of the bridge there. So, I just think for Missourians, we need to make sure that, you know, this is something that it is competitive for the teams. You know, we all compete on revenues, and it ultimately translates to payrolls and salaries. So, I think the issues that happened over there in Kansas City with the stadiums, not sure that's going to resolve. We certainly root for our brethren over there, and we celebrated the Chiefs' win this year. So we're kind of all in it together here in Missouri and root for each other, which is kind of cool.
Do you see a day, Bill, where the stadiums will have sports books in them? I know the one in Arizona does. I was just down there. They got a Caesars sports book inside the ballpark down there. Is that something you and the Royals are envisioning, if this does become legal in Missouri, to have at the baseball stadiums the ability to go place bets during the game on the game in progress and everything else that's going on?
Well, MLB has prohibited sports books within the stadiums themselves. But, you know, that's not really the biggest issue, in the sense that, you know, you've got a betting machine in your pocket. I mean, yeah. The apps basically allow you to, it's geofenced, right? So you can't do it in Missouri now. But if legal, you'd be able to bet on your phone in the stadium. So, and that's one of the things about what we've proposed legislatively and with this possible IP in the fall, is that, you can use any app that's legal and use it on your phone, and you can use them in the stadium. So there's no geofencing within stadiums.
So would you get a cut of that money? Like, how does that benefit the teams?
How does that work?
Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily benefit from, like, the teams can't open up sports books. So we can't be on that side of it. But if you're, DraftKings, FanDuel, whomever, you're going to want to reach our fans. And so that opens up a real big new sponsorship category for us. And that's frankly the main reason, from a financial standpoint, the teams are for it. Obviously, with my Missouri hat on, not my Cardinal hat, it's the other things I talked about too that I think is important for Missouri. And then we would also, in like the House bill that passed last year, we're hoping it'll get through this year. The teams would be awarded a skin, quote unquote, a license, but we would turn around and just lease that to a sports betting operator who would need market access in Missouri. So that's another one, although I don't know that the economics are that significant on that piece, but the bills that we've talked about would include that one for each team.
In around baseball and in states that have legalized, have you seen there be an impact on what maybe they're able to do or increase revenues, or is there a direct line that you've seen around baseball of, I guess, the haves and the have nots when it comes to states that have sports betting?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, just look at our division rivals here in the NL Central. Cubs have it. The Reds have it. Pittsburgh, I think, is working on something. It's like, it's there. And I would think the same is true in the AL Central for the Royals. Most of their competitors would have a pretty significant revenue category associated with sports betting.
You mentioned earlier about, you know, getting this done and it going back to payroll and salaries. Here in Kansas City, we think every dollar that's spent at the stadium should go right to payroll and right to salary. So it was refreshing to hear that. Like, but how much could that potentially expand a payroll by in Major League Baseball if you do have that in your state?
Well, I mean, I would think, you know, the estimates are a bit on, you know, there's a range there, but it's definitely millions. It's not, you know, tens of millions. But, you know, you're probably talking, you know, several million. So I don't know. Depends probably on the team, on the particular situation, on the sponsor, how they're trying to work this. So, but you know, it's not, you know, getting Shohei Ohtani versus not getting him, but, yeah. you're trying to push on all areas of the business too, so that you can be competitive, whether that's your stadium situation or a new category like this, which is purely incremental. That's another thing to point out, is that it doesn't exist today and it would be new revenue. Or, you know, working on all kinds of ways to be competitive, whether that's, you know, payroll, which a lot of the fans focus on, but it's also player development and scouting and technology and all that kind of other stuff.
We're talking with Bill DeWitt, owner of the Cardinals, here on 610 Sports Radio. Why is this taking so long for the floor leader to bring this thing to a vote in Missouri?
You know, I don't know the inner workings of the politics. I think there's, you know, a lot of other issues that are sort of getting commingled with this. But, you know, it's a bit frustrating because, you know, we don't have much time left and we'd love to have another shot at this legislatively. Because if we don't, you know, we're going to push towards a ballot initiative in November.
Do you sense that the voters of Missouri will get behind that and vote for sports gambling if it does go to a ballot measure?
I do. I mean, I think our polling's been very good. You know, a little bit of it depends on what sort of opposition emerges on this and how well funded they might be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's had success in a lot of states. Other states has had some trouble. They spent a lot of money in California and weren't able to get it done because I think the Indian tribes opposed it and funded an opposition. Here in Missouri, I don't know what kind of funded opposition there would be, but we, you know, our polling is very good, so we feel pretty good about it, and people want it. I mean, it's a plus for our fans. They tell us all the time they want to see it, and like I said, it has all those protections for people. You know, it's a well-funded campaign for problem gaming. There's a whole regulatory framework for making sure there's no monkey business with the various groups involved in sports betting. And it just sets it up in an organized way that, you know, allows people to do this if they want to do it.
All right. So for the average guy that's driving around or gal that's driving around that wants sports gambling in Missouri, what can they do to help this process move forward?
Well, I would say let your local politician know that you support it. If there's a ballot initiative, or we're finalizing our signature collection process. If you see somebody out there with a clipboard at a ball game or something, that's probably what it is. Mm-hmm. And go sign that. And then if we don't get done in legislatively here at the end of the session, then the big thing would be to vote for this in the November ballot.
Right. Well, Bill, we appreciate the time. I think we all want to see it done in the state of Missouri. I'd love to have the opportunity for all the teams to have that tie to the casino. I think it does make a difference. And, you know, we're watching it over here in Kansas and what it's doing and all the chatter of moving the Chiefs across the state line, partly because of that. And so it helps out the state by keeping the teams in there. And you guys won't have to look to Illinois, and the Chiefs may not have to look to Kansas, huh?
Absolutely. I totally agree.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. DeWitt. Appreciate the time.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Bill DeWitt, owner of the Cardinals, with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Could be millions of dollars towards payroll and all kinds of stuff just by having legalized sports gambling in the state.
I think it becomes an issue. Well, it is for him. It's not about moving
right
for the Cardinals, obviously, but he's like, look at the rest of our division. Like,
everybody's taking in money now.
How fast did he say, yeah, the Cubs do it, the Reds do it? Like,
right.
We want to be a part of this too.
Look at Pittsburgh's record right now. Look at the Reds record right now. Like, these teams are winning some ball games. I'm not saying it's all because of sports gambling, obviously, but every little dollar helps you get an edge. It's what it's all about.
And the teams have been working together on this.
Yeah.
It's interesting that it has that's a lot of groups have together.
It's also interesting though that we get a call yesterday about having the Cardinals owner on and not somebody from this side of the state. I thought that was weird. I don't know. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure we're on the same weird wavelength here. This is how this went down yesterday. I got a call from a source that says Bill DeWitt wants to come on the show and talk about legalized sports gambling in Missouri. First of all, I was like, we're still talking about that? Second of all, you're 250 miles away and kind of a rival over here.
Yeah, no.
That was very ear-opening, eye-opening for me. But I am told there's a gentleman by the name of John Patterson who's holding this up. Apparently, he's a local guy from Lee's Summit who's in charge of getting this thing to vote. So they want you to call him at 573-751-0907. That's 573-751-0907. John Patterson.
Tell him Bob sent you.
No. Yeah, tell him you want to save the Chiefs. You want to save the Royals from going across the state line because these teams will do it. We're talking millions of dollars per year.
It's just another thing that they can't happen where they're at.
Right.
You never know. You're opening the door. Mm-hmm. Might not be good.
Right.
Might not be good. So now you have to be aggressive. We'll explain next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
I find it very interesting that the owner of the Cardinals is coming on in Kansas City to talk about this gambling thing in Missouri. It's really, it's making my head hurt right now. Just pass the damn thing.
Well, you got to have all kinds of additives, I guess.
I mean, I'm just worried about what it does to cannabis.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, if it passes in Missouri.
That's done.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's done anyway.
We haven't had a backer yet.
Lack of investors.
Yeah.
Kind of like getting an NHL or NBA team. Right. Cannabis has fallen short of having a owner with deep pockets. So, you know, there's that. There's that. I love the dynamic.
Legal activity happening in Missouri.
Careful. I like the dynamic heading into the draft of the Chiefs trying to jockey ahead of the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, you got to do it, man. It's going to be fun.
After they traded Stephon Diggs, you're like, oh, they got to pick a wide receiver now.
Of course.
And yeah. Okay, now the Chiefs need to get ahead of them, right? Because that's what we do with the Bills.
Always got to stay ahead of the Bills, right?
Got them to trade, got our quarterback.
Yeah.
Moved ahead to get Trent McDuffie
mm-hmm.
over their corner that they wanted.
I think they have to get a wide receiver. And I still don't think the Chiefs have to get a wide receiver.
I don't think so. I think it behooved them to, but if they walked out there and go, none of these people were for us, I'd be like, okay, fine. We'll figure it out later.
Mm-hmm.
But Von Miller's Instagram story had a suggestion that Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills, is going to trade up in the draft for a wide receiver.
Yeah, Von Miller put a story of Brandon Bean walking, and he captured it. Brandon Bean walking in to trade up for a wide receiver.
And Bean, we trust Bills Mafia LFG.
Yeah, which I think is hysterical.
And so he's alluding that maybe he's hearing something. They're going to try to trade up to get a wide receiver.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, how far are you going to trade? Because we got to get the Chiefs in front of you, too.
Correct, yeah. Where are you willing to go? We're going to go up to 18. Chiefs at 17.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be the ultimate. Like, if the Chiefs traded up and got a wide receiver, I think we'd all be very excited about that, right? Everybody, yay! Probably as most excited we've been since trading up to get Patrick Mahomes, right? I think that's kind of the feeling Chiefs fans would have, the trade up to get that wide receiver. Everybody would be really excited. How much more excited would you be if they traded up ahead of Buffalo and took the guy that they wanted
right
to,
the last second?
Right at the last second, just swooped in and grabbed who they wanted. That would be the ultimate right there. I would love that.
So we'll see. Heading in, it's like, yes, I think they need a receiver. I know the Bills need a receiver.
Right.
So can you play that game? It'd be fun.
And just think, if we had legalized gambling in Missouri, the Chiefs could have just afforded a receiver.
Well, that could be too. So this story keeps cropping up too. Is there smoke? I find that there's a lot of smoke to this one. There's quite a bit of protesting too, mm-hmm. which I think always leads to, I wonder how close this is.
Usually the big move happens after the protest.
Yeah.
It goes smoke, it goes protest, it goes trade. That's kind of the order.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, this person also removed social media references of the current team. Didn't they?
Yeah, yes, they did.
Brandon Ayuk?
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
I think took stuff off of his
Instagram.
Social media pages, yeah. Right?
He's no longer
either
associated.
Either has or hasn't asked for a trade.
Mm-hmm. But you take the stuff off your social media, that's as good as asking for a trade these days, right?
I would think. Brandon Ayuk's agent denies the NFL Network that his client has requested a trade for the 49ers. Mm-hmm. But this keeps kind of creeping up. And you wonder, is he truly available?
Right.
Now, I can't think the 49ers would want to deal with the Chiefs again. Mm-hmm. But you never know. Work out an extension. He's got a guy that's going to be, you know, the second contract, going to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs have stayed away from that. But if you're making a move like this, would you go ahead and do it? I would.
Yeah, I think so.
Work out an extension and bring him in.
I think your first option is to offer Arizona those three first round picks to try to move up to number four. If that fails, then I think during the draft, you have to try to find a way to move up in the first round to get a wide receiver if that's what you're truly targeting. And if that fails and you can't seemingly, and you know you're not going to be able to get up as high as you want to go, then maybe the Brandon Ayuk thing becomes the third kind of route on your list. He'd be great in this offense. I'd love him in this offense. But we're also talking about an organization, Josh, that doesn't like to pay those players,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They pay like three guys and everybody else there. I mean,
wide receiver's not on that list right now.
As good as Brett Veach has been as the general manager, he's had to be this good. And because he's been this good, it's forced the Chiefs, yeah, we don't need to pay anybody. So Brandon Ayuk falls into that category of, not a rookie contract, okay?
Correct.
We're going to have to pay him.
Yes.
Are they going to want to pay Brandon Ayuk? That has to be. Is that your guy? Is that somebody you're willing to pay? Is that somebody you've had targeted and have circled and said, that's a guy, if he ever gets the opportunity, we're willing to pay Brandon Ayuk? I don't know if the answer to that question is yes. I would think that the Chiefs are going to explore every option possible to move up. Again, if they really want to move up and get a wide receiver, they will explore every option possible to move up in the first round and get a wide receiver that will be on a rookie contract, as opposed to giving up draft collateral and then having to spend a bleep ton of money on top of that to go out and get Brandon Ayuk or Justin Jefferson, who didn't show up to camp yesterday
To voluntary drills.
Yeah, didn't show up. CeeDee Lamb didn't show up to voluntary drills yesterday either. Uh-oh. So what I'm getting at is I think the Chiefs are really going
to. Chiefs all checked in on Zoom.
They were all there yesterday, right? I think the Chiefs are going to pound the pavement as much as they possibly can to move up in this draft to get a wide receiver on a rookie contract before they consider doing anything else outside of that realm where they're going to have to pay somebody.
So, and then also dealing with the 49ers. I just don't think that.
Well, I mean, but they have a good working relationship,
they do.
Obviously.
They do.
I don't know if getting your butt beat twice in the Super Bowl in the last helps. 5 years factors in.
I don't know that helps. I
don't know.
I don't think you'd probably do. You consider them someone you're trying to beat.
To beat right now.
So Ayuk's odds, according to us.
It also helps what they think of Brandon Ayuk. Maybe they think he's no good, and they're like, sure, take him. It'll slow you down.
Sportsbetting.ag, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the favorites at 2-1. Yeah. Carolina at 6-1, along with the Patriots at 6-1. Chiefs a little further down. They're about the, eighth best team. Eighth best odds, 12-1.
Sixth, actually, because there's three of the
teams. Yeah,
tied for sixth.
Tied for sixth, I guess, at 12-1. Mm-hmm. So with the Bills, Giants, Chiefs, all listed at 12-1 to acquire Brandon Ayuk. So, yeah,
so they're, we'll see. They're in the mix.
It feels like something's unsettled there because there's been too much, and he doesn't have a long term deal, right?
Right. I mean,
he's heading into year five, and doesn't have a long term deal on April the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
What's percolating?
Yeah, what's percolating? A trade? We got 9 days to go before the draft. There may be something going on there.
National Baseball Insider tells us it's time to get on board with the Royals. Next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.